This week on The Marquee, we've got mechanical cacophonies and motherhood controversies. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, the Autobots must come out of hiding to save the human race in Transformers Age of Extinction. Aided by Mark Wahlberg, Optimus Prime enlists the Dinobots to stop the Decepticons and an evil government agency from taking over the world. If you're a lifelong Transformers fan like me, you're probably going to enjoy yourself despite your better judgment. Otherwise, go with your gut feeling based on your likes or dislikes of the previous three films.
Also opening in Columbus, the indie romantic dramedy Obvious Child stars Jenny Slate as a 20-something stand-up comic who becomes pregnant after a drunken one-night stand with handsome stranger Max, played by Jake Lacy. After she schedules an abortion, though, he asks her out on a real date, and she's not sure whether to avoid him or tell him the truth. It might have been a thoughtful, heartfelt film if it weren't so awkward and uncomfortable. Instead, it's just another lowbrow, outrageous chick flick with a smaller budget.
Opening at the Drexel, the documentary Jodorowsky's Dune explores the original failed attempt to bring Frank Herbert's science fiction novel Dune to the big screen in the 1970s. It's an interesting look at what might have been, especially when compared to David Lynch's Dune released in 1984.
Opening at the Gateway, They Came Together is a quirky romantic comedy that plays on all of the usual rom-com cliches. Paul Rudd and Amy Poehler star as a lovable couple who go through hatred, love, jealousy, breakups, and makeups to find true love.
In Test, Frankie is a young dance understudy living in San Francisco in the mid-80s. He struggles to balance his budding career, his relationship with Todd, a veteran dancer in his troupe, and the emerging AIDS epidemic.
In the Swedish drama We Are the Best, a trio of preteen girls sets out to keep punk rock alive by starting their own punk band, despite the fact that none of them have any instruments or any musical experience.
The Internet's Own Boy, the story of Aaron Schwartz, follows the life, struggles, and lasting impact of the creator of Reddit, who ended his own life at the age of 26.
Well, for my pick this week, I'm going to go with They Came Together. I love a good rom-com, and I'm a fan of Paul Rudd, so I look forward to checking out this rom-com satire.
Try not to judge me too harshly, but I'm going to recommend Transformers Age of Extinction. With an improved human cast and with even more mind-boggling special effects, I just can't help myself.
Or if this week's theatrical releases don't have you racing to the box office, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like 300 Rise of an Empire. The blood-soaked saga of the Greeks and the Persians continues in this action-packed sequel, as Themistocles, played by Sullivan Stapleton, prepares to go to battle against the Persian navy, led by Eva Green's Artemisia. Though it's just as visually interesting as the original 300, it's mostly just a rehashing of its predecessor.
In Winter's Tale, Colin Farrell stars as a love-struck burglar that falls in love with a wealthy but doomed heiress. When he discovers he has an extraordinary gift, he will stop at nothing to try and save her.
Jake Gyllenhaal reteams with his Prisoners director, Denis Villeneuve, for Enemy, a haunting thriller about a scruffy history professor whose life takes a dark and mysterious turn when he discovers a small-time actor who could be his twin. Though Gyllenhaal gives a solid performance in dual roles, this eerie drama is obscure and unsatisfying.
If you're in the mood for a more retro title, you can check out one of this week's catalog releases, like The Beatles' A Hard Day's Night from Criterion, or Star Trek The Next Generation Season 6.
Well, this week's pick is a tough one, so I'm going to choose a turkey of the week instead. No matter how much you love Jake Gyllenhaal, you'll still find Enemy to be one big crazy head-scratcher.
I've recommended the previous 5 seasons of Star Trek The Next Generation on Blu-ray, so why stop with Season 6? Paramount and CBS Television's painstaking restoration has breathed new life into this 25-year-old series.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for classic family sci-fi and more of the same from Melissa McCarthy. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyoutoo.com.
Until next week,
transform and roll out.